Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now I'm here in Arnott's at their Christmas market, where five new companies have been given the opportunity to showcase their wares. This is all part of Pitch 24 startup competition. It's a great initiative, with the winner receiving €10,000 business development fund for the overall winner. So each finalist will also receive mentoring and guidance from an expert panel from Brown Thomas and the Arnott's digital marketing, buying and store retail teams. That's really fantastic support for small business. Additionally, finalists will benefit from supports provided by industry partners, Evershed Sutherland, who will offer legal advice and support to help navigate the complexities of running a business, and BKK Financial Advisors, who will provide financial mentorship to assist in strategic planning and growth. So this is a really good package, and we've got five worthy recipients here. And so let's dive in and see what's on offer. My first guest is Lana Dulligan from Lana Dulligan Designs. Lana, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Now tell me all about what you have here. I know you're inspired by colour. You have a love of colour and art. And you do Irish linen, cushions, wool throws. Tell me more. This is wonderful stuff.
Yes. So I'm an interior designer and artist, and I become a homeware designer. So using my expertise and love for color, I like to design meaningful products. And I put a lot of study and a lot of research into Irish linen and Irish linen industry and how it's fading away. So I wanted to bring it back. So I did last year, and it's in here in Arnott's. So I'm delighted with that. So, and this, for example, this is table runner. It's
It's a really beautiful table runner.
And it's exclusive to Arnott's, and it's children of Lear inspired. So
yes, I see the three swans, the lake, the beautiful color in the sky. Like absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it's inspired by Emerald Wave of Irish ocean, and like Children of Lear flying over the ocean. So it's exclusive for Arnott's in here. And then I have a big range of Irish linen that comes from Irish mills. So I am determined to use Irish linen from Irish mills as much as possible, because unfortunately it's textile that it's disappearing. So it's in here as well. It's you can get it in tablecloths, table runners, napkins, and more.
So that's Lana Dulligan Designs, bringing life and colour into Irish linen. Now, next we're going to meet Aisling from Snoozip. And this is a wonderful product aimed at the baby market. Aisling, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell us what we have here.
Yes, thank you very much, Bobby. So I have Snoozip, I said it about 3 years ago. I am a mother of three kids, and I just wanted practical solutions for parents that made life that little bit easier. I was going to have, two boys under the age of 2.5, and I said that's a lot of changing I'll be doing. So we came up with a clever zip onesie just to make the nappy changing a little bit quicker easier and fuss free. So we have a clever zipper at the end of our onesie, ankle to ankle, which is just makes life a little bit easier.
Now, as a recent grandfather, I can talk with some authority on this, because I was watching my daughter. Now I only changed one nappy so far, so I can still do it. But I was watching my daughter changing a nappy recently, and what you've got here means the baby can stay warm when they're getting changed. It's a much cleaner, quicker, accessible operation. But I was excited to hear that you had a matching onesie for a grandparent and baby. Now that is something I may want to discuss with you afterwards.
Yes, of course. Well, if you don't have your matching onesies for this weekend for the toy show or Christmas Eve, we will sort you out, Bob, because grandson, granddad, it's so important. So we have the matching ones exclusive to Arnott's this year for all the family. And we also have teething bibs. So again, we just want to say, why get a normal bib when you can attach a teether to the end? So the built-in teethers are great to keep baby dry, and something for them to chew on then as well. So
and how's business?
Really, really good. Yeah, it's brilliant to get into Arnott's and to actually meet customers and chat to them and see what they like and get feedback from them. So it's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, right. No, we've had a great Christmas so far.
Well done, and great products. Two lovely products there aimed at the baby market. Next, we're going to talk We're going to talk about pressed flowers with Nell. Nell from Pressed Flowers. And again, lovely colour, lovely art here. Nell, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Great to be here.
Now, you're a florist, I'm told. You're inspired and you learnt from your grandmother, is that right?
Yes, yeah. My grandmother always had flowers on her kitchen table and she was a wonderful florist in her day. She's 97 now and she taught me, I suppose, the love and also the craft of flower pressing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So as a little girl, you used to sit maybe on your granny's knee and learn all about flowers. And did you ever think that you'd be turning it into a business?
Absolutely not. Like, I think maybe when I finished in school, I went on to do a trade as a florist. And while I was in the flower shop, I could see there was a gap in the market where I suppose there wasn't a service being offered where flowers could be pressed for especially customers who had sentimental flowers like wedding bouquets and funeral flowers. That's what we specialise in, pressing sentimental flowers. So it's lovely to bring that to Arnott's and to be here is such an honour.
And tell me how you market the product, say the pressed flowers, to, you know, to be known by people maybe holding weddings, unfortunately maybe people who've had a bereavement. How do you target those customers?
Well, we have a very active social media presence, which has been great to us. It has been an instrumental tool in growing the business. So we're big, I suppose, on Instagram and TikTok. And then a lot of our business as well would be word of mouth, I suppose, even down to my grandmother. She always said a happy customer walking out the door is better than any advertisement because they'll tell their friends and they'll...
Wise words from your granny.
Yes, absolutely. And it's still true to this day, you know, and even I can see that in Arnott's, people coming in saying... Our beautiful Love and Flight design, which is exclusive to Arnott's. A lot of people have been saying, you know, my friend picked it up. I want to come in and get one for myself or for my mum. So it just goes to show it is true.
Good. And how's business? How are sales?
It's flying it. Yeah, it's going fantastic. Thanks a million. It's
okay, really. Well, lovely to meet you and lovely to see such an old craft being rejuvenated. And just like with the Irish linen earlier, it's great to see that you young ladies have an interest in things of past and keeping crafts and trades alive and also creating a business, which is the exciting bit.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
No,
thanks.
No. Now, this next lady that I'm going to meet, I actually know because she's a neighbour of mine, and she's Shona. Shona, you're very welcome to the programme, and you have a business called Wink with Mink. Tell us more.
Thanks a million. It's bizarre for us to be meeting in this situation again, Bobby. But hello, I am Shona. I'm the founder of Wink with Mink. And I started the business because I was a lash artist and I actually became allergic to lash extensions. So I saw that there was a huge gap in the market for something that you could do at home that was easy for sensitive eyes to put on and that they would stay on for 7 days. Because typically, if you're a girl and you're wearing strip lashes, you have to take them off at the end of the night. So I launched this last November and it's brilliant to be in Arnott's. And we also have an appointment element. So if you are someone who loves to wear lashes, but you're kind of afraid of them, you might not know exactly how to apply them, come on into store. We're up on the second floor. You can buy a kit and you can get a free appointment. So I'll show you how to apply them and I'll do them on you.
Tell me this, is it about the glue that you use or what's your technique that makes them less irritable than, I suppose, traditional eyelashes?
Yeah, so it's in the glue. So in eyelash extension glue, there's this one ingredient called cyanacrylate that is really, really strong and that's what causes the reaction. So I took that out of this glue and then it means that the lashes will stay on for 7 days and they're reusable as well.
And we do, many listeners won't know, but you're also a qualified psychologist because I remember you bringing you to the Institute in Leeson Street with one of my girls all those years ago and I said, this girl is going to be a psychologist, but now she's got her own eyelash business.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I never thought that it would take a turn, but there was so much unpaid work that I had to do with the HSE. So I was working in my local pub and shout out to Fitzgerald in Sandy Cove.
We know it well, unfortunately.
So I was working there and working in the HSE and I said something had to give. So I enrolled in a lash course and that's where the business came from.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm delighted to see you here today. Delighted to hear business is so well. So that's Shona from Wink with Mink. And I hope you like my notes. You see, I drew two eyelashes there. There you go. So I'm getting into the zone. Now, finally, we have a lady who's been waiting very patiently here for me. She's called Metlin Bloom, and this is Sally Ann Concannon. Is that right, Sally Ann?
That's right, yeah. Lovely to meet you, Bobby.
Now, tell us all about Metlin Bloom.
So, Metlin Bloom is a female-focused jewellery brand, okay. And the whole ethos and premise behind the brand is to nurture your metal to reach your bloom.
Okay.
So all of the pieces like tell a story that's very much rooted in that ethos, and all of the collections are named after different women with metals. So women who've like challenged stereotypes, stood up for their beliefs and basically have courage and charisma and all of those great traits that I feel very inspired by. So yeah, there's a huge story element to the brand, and that's why all of the necklaces, for example, they come with little story cards that narrate the meaning behind the pieces.
And are you making all these pieces yourself?
No, I don't make the pieces, I design the elements of them and get them combined.
Okay. And then how are you then inspired? Talk to me about, you said you're inspired by women with metal and with drive and ambition. How does that manifest itself into the jewellery that you design?
Well, actually, that's a huge part of it, and that's why you'll see like bold colours and bright influences throughout the pieces. But really, I suppose it's the people that are kind of behind the collections themselves that really infiltrate the meanings behind the different necklaces and things like that. Yeah.
Okay, and how's business?
Very good. Cannot get over the response, to be honest. We are restocking today for the third time, which I was not expecting, and I've been bombarded by messages asking when are different pieces coming back into stock, which is really, really lovely to hear that people are waiting and looking for Metlin Bloom pieces.
My eye is caught to the earrings that I see here. Maybe talk to our listeners about them, because you've done them in silver and in gold. They're absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, so these are the Regalia hoop earrings. And as you can see, there's lots of colours going on throughout these pieces. So what actually happened originally was I started off with a ring version of this earring. Very quickly realised that because Metlin Bloom was mainly online, people, although they didn't, they loved the style, they didn't necessarily know their ring size. So that's why I kind of thought to myself, okay, we need to make this more accessible and make it easier for people to shop. So that led to the gold earring version and then to the silver earring version. But I, at the start of the year, I turned to Instagram and I put up a poll asking people what colour scheme they'd love to see them in next. So green came out on top. So recently in the Grainne collection, which is named after Grainne Whale, these earrings were launched in green. So there's like forest greens, lime
Fantastic.
Greens, whites and yellows throughout them. And they're coming out in blues and purples next.
Fantastic, Sally Ann. Well done. Well, listen, folks, this is really, really inspirational for me, somebody who loves business, to see these fine young ladies here all embracing their craft down at Arnott's. Come down and support them. Buy a few things. Hopefully one of them is going to win 10 grand and that wonderful package of legal advice and financial advice. So over and out for now. Happy Christmas to you all, and get out there and spend some money.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.